Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing just fine. I'm stretching the backyard a little bit this morning. I'm calling you from southeast Minnesota down in the bluff country. I have been here for the last several days just doing some camping and checking out what spring looks like down here. I understand I missed a little bit of recent snowfall, but if it make you feel any better, we got a little snow down here, too. Yeah, it's really been interesting to see this. I'm really calling you from the future. I'm calling you from spring, spring as we will see it in the north in maybe another 2 weeks. It's just been an outstanding experience. Wow. The trees still haven't put out their leaves yet. There's plenty of buds. Some of the smaller ones, like gooseberry plant and elderberry and honeysuckle, have put out leaves. But the woods greens from the bottom up, and so the bigger plants still have not. Now, what this does is this allows a lot of sunlight to penetrate to the forest floor, and there's all these spring wildflowers that take advantage of it, and the place where I was camping was just outstanding. Oh, there must have been about two dozen kinds of wildflowers in bloom, and they were just amazing. Every walk, it was just outstanding. The the weather was cloudy for the most part. However, yesterday we had a clear day, and the effect was just incredible. A lot of these plants that had not opened their petals earlier were all opening their petals, and it was just an outstanding experience to walk among all these spring wildflowers. The biggest numbers of them are those that we will see in the Northland. Well, things like spring beauty and things like violets and bloodroots and hepatica, we get all those up north. But there were a few down here that don't grow up north. There was a type of bluebell that was in bloom that we don't have up north. There were May apples. There were a few others like skunk cabbage that we don't get up north. And so it was good to see another variety of wildflowers. In addition to that, the spring migration of birds is a little further along here. I came across where I was the last several days, a really good movement of various kinds of thrushes. The most common was the hermit thrush, which has shown up, just started to show up north. But they were just abundant here. Every walk I took, I saw hermit thrushes. And in addition to that, there were a couple other kinds of thrushes. And then there were a lot of movement of ruby-crowned kinglets. Once again, they started to show up north, but they were really coming through in big numbers here. Yellow-rumped warbler, which I had seen up north before I came down on this trip, was very common. And then the place I was camped last night, we had some movement of a Louisiana water thrush. Despite its name, that bird, Louisiana water thrush, is found in many places besides Louisiana, and it's not a thrush. It is a kind of warbler that apparently somebody thought, because of the spots and so forth on the body, that it looked a lot like a thrush. They are often found around water, and that's why it's called the water thrush. It is a species of warbler. Now, we have its cousin called the northern water thrush that lives up north, but the Louisiana water thrush is mostly a southern bird, and it just makes it into southeastern Minnesota. It just happened to be where I was camped. In addition to that, chipping sparrows have been singing, white-throated sparrows have been singing. I saw winter wren, I saw Carolina wren. There's bank swallow. That was an interesting sighting of a bank swallow. I happened to see it on a very cool day. And when birds like the swallows, which feed on insects, when they deal with cool weather, they go to a place where the insects remain active, and that is usually over water. And so that's what this was doing. It was flying back and forth over water, finding some insects. In addition to that, I had yesterday morning right at my campsite, I had a towhee singing. Towhee, spelled T-O-W-H-E-E, is actually a type of sparrow. It doesn't look at all like a sparrow. It's kind of ground, blackish on the back with some rufous colors on the side and white marking on the tail. A very beautiful bird. And it sings a terrific, beautiful song that a lot of people have paraphrased into it saying, drink your tea, and so forth. And that was a wonderful sound to hear in my campsite yesterday. In addition to that, the campground I was in had a large number of squirrels. Now, what that is not different, but what makes this so interesting is that these squirrels were gray squirrels, they were red squirrels, both of which we have a lot up north, but there were also fox squirrels. And boy, they seem to have worked out a deal with each other. I'm not sure how well they get along, but they worked out a deal with each other. And if that wasn't enough, I didn't see any chipmunks, but I did see its prairie equivalent, the 13-line ground squirrel in the campground. There were little trails of moles all over the place, and there were gopher mounds. Now, what is often referred to as the gopher is a ground squirrel, but there is a real true gopher called the plains or pocket gopher, and their mounds were a number of places there. The only mole we have up north is Darnell's mole, and that was not the one that we had here. This was an eastern mole, and they leave the little tunnels in all over in the grass. So plenty going on as we move into spring. Yesterday, in basking in the sunlight, I saw both a dragonfly, a darner, and a garter snake. They were all soaking up the sunlight. There were plenty of fiddleheads in the woods. So as I said, we're really moving into spring. And if this makes you feel a little bit more springish, as of today, we now have 14 hours of daylight, with the sunrise shortly after 6 o'clock in the morning and the sunset shortly after 8 o'clock in the evening. So yes, Chris, despite what the week was like, we are into spring, and the next time I call will be next Friday, which will be the first day of May. So have a terrific day and a terrific weekend.
Thank you, Larry. Take care.